This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So I was just alerted to the fact here that I guess there's some radio beef going on. I have not seen any of this.
Radio beef. Love radio beef.
I have not seen any of this.
Who's involved in this now?
Well, I guess Jerry's involved in
Jerry's
this.
Jerry's got a radio beef going on?
I guess.
I love that.
I'm trying to get all the information here.
You got a radio
here.
Beef going on?
I
what
just
are you doing,
alerted.
Jerry? You annoying people
know.
Somewhere.
All right, so let me
go. Who are you arguing?
I guess our sister station in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. We have an Odyssey station there. Ken Carmen. Who's that?
I guess. I don't know. I guess he loves listening to me and Al.
Oh, okay. So
I said, I guess a couple days ago.
You guys can be a little bit edgy.
Oh, yeah. We're real edgy.
Yes.
I was making the case that while Cleveland's a nice story, I don't believe they're in the same league as the Yankees. I think that's pretty fair. I said they play in a division where they got to beat up on the White Sox all season, to which he then, I guess, wrote to us on Twitter. Well, no, he wrote to Al to tell me to get my head out of my ass that they only went 8-5 against the White Sox. Which
get your head out of your ass,
which,
Jerry.
Quite frankly, is embarrassing because the White Sox lost 121 games.
Yes.
So I just wrote back, hey, great, thanks. Have a great day. Don't care.
Okay.
And now I'm getting pummeled with Twitter stuff, because I guess I called John Kenzie Johnsky this morning. Whatever, having a
Johnsky.
Lunch. Yeah, because we do Jablonski all the time.
I called him Jablonski on purpose.
So now he's got to take the audio like we're blah, blah. They don't even know how to say the names. Like, dude, get a life. Go enjoy your lousy life in Cleveland and complain about Cleveland sports. Leave me alone. I don't give a crap about you. I don't know who you are. I don't want to know who you are. F off. How about that?
All right.
Leave me alone.
That? Get him, Jerry.
Oh, my God.
You got to be a Democrat.
I mean, we're so upset about our teams. Christ. And I want, I enjoyed that game last night.
Yeah,
Cleveland's a nice story.
Right.
Wonderful. Now I want them to lose. Because of this jackass.
Okay, Jablonski, right?
Well, I mean, this is what I think is going on. Like, you know, you get some of these markets that have an inferiority complex, and they look for people in New York to be cocky.
Right, now we're blowing him up.
About the Yankees. Well, yeah, but I actually have known about Ken Carmen for a long time. He used to work at CBS Sports Radio. I remember they flipped that station in Cleveland a year after the station that I went to in Pittsburgh flipped, and Adam the Bull was there. And I remember listening to him at night being like, this guy's very good.
I'm sure he's very good.
He got promoted to the mornings, but it's just funny because what he obviously doesn't know the dynamic of you guys, and he doesn't know you.
Right.
And he's just thinking that you're some sort of cocky Yankee
not
fan.
Not even remotely.
Who doesn't know how to pronounce the names of the Guardians when, you know, it couldn't be further from the truth. So, like if you want to go after someone like, you know, Morash or Keith, you know, the cocky Yankee fan, or C-Mac, like, that'd be a perfect target. But
Al for years has been Jablonski. So it's funny, Johnski.
Yeah,
you know, it's amazing how Al does that. Jablonski.
Yes.
I was at that golf tournament at Waikiki a couple weeks ago. You remember that?
Yeah, there was a Jablonski.
I met a Jablonski.
Get out of here.
And he came up and goes, hey, I forgot his first name, but he might have came up and said, hey, I'm Matty Jablonski. You're Jablonski. You're the guy I've been looking for all these years.
This is like, you know, we play the clip of John Sterling calling Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
I call him Aaron Judge all the time. And if you listen to our show, you understand it. So I'm going to keep calling him Johnski. It's funny to our audience. Sorry,
that's
if you
all
don't
matters.
Like it.
It's our audience. Christ. It matters, Jerry, not his audience.
And like, oh God, I love Tom Hamilton. I love Jose Ramirez. Now I don't like them.
Yeah, you know,
it doesn't matter who you like.
I don't like this. I don't like this beef because I know those guys a little bit, and his co-host Anthony Lima is someone that I've talked to over the years. Ken just picked the wrong guy. It's silly.
I'm sure he's great.
He's silly. It's just silly.
You guys need to do like a simulcast with them.
All right, here we go. So this,
yeah, let me hear what has to.
Ken Carman says 2 days ago to Al. Ken Carman goes, hey, tell at Jerry Recco to either focus on the Cowboys' problems or get his head out of his ass. The Guardians were only 8-5 versus the White Sox this year.
Wow.
And Jerry says,
by the way, it's embarrassing. The White Sox lost 121 games.
Jerry, I'll be the first to say, your head is never up your ass.
Oh, no, it is.
No, it's not.
It is.
So then Jerry responds, not sure why you needed to tell Al to tell me since I'm right here, but thanks for taking your head out of your ass just long enough to listen to us. Have a great day.
I love it.
And then Ken Carman says, you can't tell me that I had my head in my ass when your head was already in your ass. That's not how the head and the ass rules work, Jerry.
I actually was going to like that. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
But I just figured about whatever. That was funny, though.
I mean, maybe he, you
so
know
this
what
this came from the warm-up show?
Well, this is, yeah. This. I guarantee this is what's going on. He does mornings there.
Yeah.
Right? So he wants to hear what people in New York are saying as he's driving in. So he's probably listening on the Odyssey app, but he gets you guys from 5 to 6, and you're doing Jablonski and Dildo, right? And yeah. Vagina candles. This is what you guys are doing.
Hold on. That's the podcast. We don't do vagina candles from 5 to 6.
Well, occasionally.
Today was Cool Games Friday.
Yes. Right. Right. I mean, so you can't. So that's what's going on here. And he's getting confused.
Probably.
He's looking for a target. What he needs to, or he should go back to like C-Mac from 4 to 5 during Yankee Hot Stove.
On the Odyssey Rewind.
On the Odyssey Rewind instead of listening to the warm-up show, which is not a reflection of how the New York sports fan feels.
No, he should go back to C-Mac, and then they could really get into a beef.
Oh, yeah.
Or Keith McPherson.
Yeah, or Keith.
That's where the beef would lie.
And I'd love to see a C-Mac, Ken Carman, mano-a-mano, because both those guys, you know, very demonstrative, very large men.
So, that's true.
Yeah.
And this isn't a Cleveland thing, because I've said the same thing about the Mets, that I think the Dodgers are better. I think the Yankees are better. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, no, it's fine. Jerry, you don't have to defend yourself. It's okay.
No, this annoyed me.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised.
And usually nothing does.
I know.
This annoyed me.
Like, for years.
You? Oh, you got to be kidding
me. No. He's talking about social media. I'll defend Jerry on this one. He has not been bothered by something on social media in a very long time, and he even found a way to get his head away from it. Like, he's only looking at it certain times.
Only during work.
Right. So, like, he's really done a nice job with social media. That's why I'm shocked that this got to him, of all things.
Yeah, it did, because he was right, and that I certainly, if you would have asked me, what did Cleveland do again? The White Sox are the worst team I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yes, I probably thought they were 10-3 against the White Sox. All right, they were 8-5. Whatever. Which you make the cases worse. They lost 5 times to the White Sox.
Sure.
But I still stand by that. I don't think the AL Central was nearly as good as what the Yankees face with the Orioles and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. Now, they weren't great teams this year, but personnel-wise, I think they were.
You know, I got news for you, Ken Carman. Did you pick the World Series champion before the season started last year? No, I don't think so. Did you pick the Mets over before the season started this year? Yeah, I don't think so. Did you pick the Dodgers in the middle of the series? I don't think so.
To jackass.
He's the baseball guy.
Oh, man. Funny. Yeah.
Anyway. I just love how he's like, they're not pronouncing the names right. You guys are doing a Jablonski joke.
And I will continue to say Aaron Judge. So you can get me on that. Get me on that for that, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Just get the names right on Sunday, all right?
Well, I don't think I'm going, right? It's just you and Boomer and Gio. You, Phil, and Gio.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I texted Rob to enjoy the weekend.
Well, I will say, if you then click on that breaking news, Boomer and Gio to do the game, then it says Jerry Recco play-by-play.
Well, that's afterthought.
Yeah.
So
it was admirable. I
think I'm going through Sunday now.
Man.
Hey, I'm not doing play-by-play.
I'll give you all the sheets, all the stats.
No.
You could do it easily.
Easily?
Oh, yes.
I mean, I did an NHL game. You could do it.
I did, but I prepped for a very long time for that. Like, the sideline reporting, you obviously you have to prep, but not like the play-by-play. totally different. And like what I'm going to be doing, a lot of my prep is going to be happening on the field that morning, trying to talk to people. Hey, I talked to this guy, look for this, that type of thing. Trying to find trainers so I can get information on injuries. Like, but like the play-by-play guy's got to know what the hell's going on.
By the way, Stephen Waldron will be there.
Doing what?
I don't even want to ask him.
I'm the backup play-by-play guy.
No, seriously, what are you doing there?
Gonna shoot behind-the-scenes stuff.
Oh, okay. Like, are you going to be down on the field or just in the booth?
No, I can't be with you.
All right, good.
Just up with you.
Thank God. I don't need you and your weird nervous energy following me around on the field. I'm trying to do a job great. So you're going to have Steven bopping around in that booth. It's already a three-man booth. And Steven's going to be doing his Macarena up in there. Coughing all his nervous energy.
You guys, can you turn around? Can I get a picture?
Oh, all geez. Right. Stop picking on Steven.
No. Oh,
I love the fact that he's going to be there and he's going to do, you know, shoot this.
I love Steven, of course.
Yes.
I'm just saying it's going to be a little awkward in that booth when he's trying to, like, be subtle, but he can't.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And then he'll start doing his nervous cough if there's any sort of, like, silence in the booth. You know? That's exactly what's going to happen. Like, in a break, there's like a quiet, he'll just be like, can't help himself. Cannot help himself. All right. So I think we settle this Cleveland beef with Jerry?
I hope so. I hope Jerry came in here. He seemed to be very annoyed by the whole thing. I don't know. Like, did you tell Jerry what was going on? Did you make him aware of the post on X?
I did not. I actually thought it was just a regular listener named Ken.
Okay.
And I saw Jerry beefing with him when I was enjoying it. And then when somebody brought it up, I clicked on his profile and I saw, like, oh, he's a talk show host in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and he's done a nice job there. He really is a talented guy. I don't like the fact he's going after Jerry, but he does a nice job there. And he's, you know, he's an instigator. He's that, you know. That,
yeah, type of thing. Okay.
So he's doing his thing. He just picked the wrong guy. He's listening to, it's just so funny to me, though. He's listening to the warm-up show to get a taste of what the New York sports fan is feeling. And he's got one guy who was asleep 3 hours before the Mets' first pitch last night.
This morning on the warm-up show, called Zach Wheeler, who was like, that guy in the Phillies who used to be on the Mets, and Jerry had to tell him his name.
Right. So you're really not getting a feel for what's going on here at WFAN if you listen to 5-6.
That is great.
Okay. We've got Giants-Eagles tickets to give away this hour, so stay tuned for that. Let's go to Anthony in Belleville on this fine feel-good Friday. What's going on, Anthony?
Boomer and Gio and Jerry. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's happening, Anthony?
Hey, we don't have to question Jerry. He was the only one who believed in the Mets. So,
he did.
To those guys in Cleveland, Jerry's right. You suck. So, and I got a new thing. I got a new song for the Mets.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And I hope you guys like it. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
It's over. Over.
Wow.
How's that?
Okay.
That's that?
Nice. He's been sitting on that all night.
And by the way, it's not over, Anthony. You should have waited till it actually was over. You can't do that. You can't do that.
You know, maybe he's bringing some bad juju to his own team now. Oh, boy.
All right. Resist the urge. Resist the urge. Goose Fraba. Goose Fraba. Resist the urge. Into the nose, out through the mouth.
Deep breath, baby.
Okay. Paul in Woodbridge. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, what's up? Just wondering, does any manager use their gut anymore? You got the bottom of the, you got this mole who looks like the son of David Ortiz and Mo Vaughn. And you pitch to him, you got the base open, and coming up, who looks like he was swinging at anything near his face. Why don't you walk the guy?
Yeah, I mean,
well, by the way, I don't know if you heard the statistic. He hadn't hit a home run since the end
exactly.
of August.
He could fall into a hit, big hit, for the longest time.
So. Right, so they have all of those they have all of those statistics in front of them. You know, right. That's why they have the iPad there or the Surface, whatever the hell they're using. I'm not really sure.
You can't intentionally walk a guy based on how he looks.
You know, it's like, hey, you know, for the last month he hasn't had a hit.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
He's been sitting on that bench for how long?
Yeah, I mean, he burst onto the scene in a big way, but then sort of really hasn't done much. But, yeah, that was, I mean, those two were bombs, too.
They were hit hard.
Yeah, so that's more of a feel of New York sports there than the warm-up show. Look like the son of David Ortiz and Mo Vaughn.
Why didn't you walk him?
Walk him! Boomer and Gio on the fans.
I think you got your best pitcher on the mound. Your closer's right, on the mound.
I know. I mean, you want to talk about a second guess? That's what that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That is.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
I don't know if you guys remember this. Al, you may remember this. I'm not sure. But we were playing a game against the Seattle Seahawks in Riverfront Stadium. And our fans were throwing a few snowballs on the field when the Seattle Seahawks were getting ready to kick a field goal. And our head coach, Sam Weish, at the time, ran across the sideline to the Seahawks sideline because, believe it or not, the Cincinnati Bengals had a PA announcer who used to walk on the sideline of the opposing team. He wasn't up in the booth looking down and making announcements. He was walking with a microphone and a cord on the sideline. So Sam knew this. So the week before in Cleveland, the Cleveland fans were throwing snowballs at one of the kickers that was kicking a game winner or something. Sam Weish walks over to the sideline, and you can find this on YouTube.
Actually, I remember the kicker. It was Jablonski.
Jablonski. You don't live in Cleveland.
Well, the next person that sees anybody throw anything onto this field, point them out, but get them out of here. You don't live in Cleveland. You live in Cincinnati.
So, of course, people like Ken Carman up there in Cleveland got very angry at that.
Yeah.
And Sam, that summer, went to whatever the like Central Park of Cleveland is, or the main, you know, public square.
It's called the landfill.
Right. Well, the main public square, and he sat in a dunking booth. And he was raising money for some local charity. I mean, he had a good, was the great thing about Sam. He had such a great personality that he would do something like that. And after all of that craziness, that summer he was in a dunking booth in some public square in the center of Cleveland.
Yeah, so this was what we're talking about. Jerry responded this morning back to Ken Carmen, the morning show host, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland and Odyssey Station. He said, "Nice to see how obsessed you are with us, Ken. I never thought about you one time, ever. But appreciate that you keep listening to us. Enjoy Cleveland for the rest of your life." You know, and which is funny because Jerry hates this area, too.
I do.
Right.
I do.
He wants to go to Arizona.
This ain't any better.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I never really had much thought or feeling about Cleveland until I spent those 5 years in Pittsburgh, and I was conditioned to hate Cleveland. So now I know all the jokes about Cleveland and mistake by the lake and the burning river. And
I've never been there. It might be very nice. I have no idea.
In the summertime, it's very nice.
I'm sure it is.
Well,
it is. It's nice in the summertime.
It's like Buffalo.
The Bronx is nice in the summertime. You know, I mean,
up to Buffalo in the summertime.
Sure, right.
Niagara Falls, come on,
right,
man.
What's that?
Lake Erie.
Sault Ste. Marie up there in Canada.
Very nice.
Yeah, in the summertime. Everything's very
nice.
I'm sure
it's very nice up there right now at the fall foliage.
When did that river go on fire? Do you remember that story? They had a river that went on fire because it was so toxic, the stuff that was in the river, that it actually went on fire.
Wow.
It's the Burning River. It actually had a beer named after that, I think. That came out of Cleveland.
Burning River beer?
Yeah, Burning.
In Cleveland or Buffalo?
No, it was Cleveland. Trust me. Yeah, Burning River, Cleveland.
Yeah, there were a lot of manufacturing mills up there.
It was June 22nd, 1969. The Cuyahoga River, because of all the crap that was in the water, the river went on fire. I mean, that's never happened here at the Hudson. You'd think the Hudson would go on fire at some point, right?
Yeah, but I think they've done a great job of cleaning up the Hudson.
Yeah, but back in the day.
Yeah.
Not so great.
Right. It's just a bunch of guys in black and white photos pulling out all sorts of crap from that river. Oof. Ugh. All right, Jerry, let's get to the update. Huh?
All right, we're brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So last hour, I'm going to reverse this. I'm going to give you the Cleveland calls of the Yankee home runs and the John calls of the Cleveland home runs. So we start with Aaron Judge, who got this game-tying home run.
Down the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, drilled, deep right field. This is trouble. This ball is going to be gone, and we are tied.
Yes, they were at 3-3. Tom Hamilton with the call there, and you can see, too, he elevates with when the ball goes over the wall to get the game even. Then Giancarlo Stanton comes up. And the crowd is obviously stunned. The Yankees are all fired up. Well, they would be fired up just a few seconds later, even more.
Down the 1-2. Stanton swings and hits it high, deep to right. This ball is gone. And the Yankees fly out of the first base dugout. Jumping up and down as Stanton's mammoth postseason continues.
Yep, put the Yankees in front 4-3 again. Tom Hamilton with the call. For the Yankees, they would add another run in the top of the ninth, and you really thought this game was over at 5-3. And with the double play, you really thought the game was over with two out and nobody on. But that was not the case, as we heard from John Sterling after Cleveland got a double. Here comes John Schinoel.
Swung on, and here goes. Deep left field, it is high, it is far, it is gone to tie the game. Boy, what a game. What a game.
Very good
ball game.
Ball game
over. Yankees win. No.
Now, I know there were no, the season wasn't on the line, per se. Had a lot of the feel of that Mets-Braves game at the end with the back and forth that we went.
Yeah.
And then here was...
they had their Mets moment. That's what Cleveland just did. They just went through exactly what we went through in Milwaukee and in Atlanta.
Here was John with the game winner.
Pitch. Swung on, a high fly to deep left. Verdugo back on the track at the wall. She's gone. A two-run home run. To win the game for Cleveland, they're back in it.
And yes, John Sterling.
And by the way, as soon as those balls were hit, both players knew immediately that the ball was going out.
And conversely, I thought when Stanton hit the ball, I thought it was a flyout.
Yeah.
But the ball just skipped.
The Cleveland players, they barreled it up, Jerry.
They did. They barreled it up. That's exactly right. So 7-5 was the final score. Some of the postgame sound, a quick couple of seconds from Aaron Boone. Props to them.
The other team's good, too. And they, credit to them.
Yes, no
He's
question.
Still there?
He is still there. I only give you a couple of seconds at a time. Here's Luke Weaver. He served up the game-tying home run, blew the save. But he goes back to, I think, Boomer, you pointed out earlier, it was that Lane Thomas at bat when it looked like the game was over, that really was the problem.
Not allowed the momentum to take over in their home ballpark. You see how rowdy they get and get going, and it just kind of allows the moment to get big. So it's minimizing that. I mean, you got to be able to suck the life out with the double play and execute, and just got to do that.
Mm-hmm, but they didn't. Here was Clay Holmes, who also didn't execute, and he knows down the stretch they could have won this game, but didn't.
Our expectations out there, you know, we're going to put up zeros every time. So wasn't able to do it tonight, but yeah, I still believe. The good things tomorrow.
And you mentioned Metsian type moments. Well, here's David Fry talking, sounding like the way the Mets have sounded too. They always seem to respond when things get tough.
I think it's just who we are as a team. Like, everybody genuinely loves each other, and we come to the field excited to play. And it's like, yeah, we got punched in the mouth with the best pitcher in baseball, Manuel Class A. And it's like, you know what, boys, like, he picked us up all year. It's time we pick him up.
And so now you got a series. 2-1, the Yankees with the lead. Game 4 tonight, Luis Gil taking on Gavin Williams. We will have First Pitch on the Fan for you at 8:08 p.m. As for the Mets, well, we knew early this was going to be a battle, because if you were a little late to the game.
1-0 on the way to the left-hand batter. Swing and a drive to deep right field. Forget it. This ball is long gone deep into the back of the Mets bullpen in right field. Shohei Ohtani hits the second pitch of the game out of the ballpark, and the Dodgers have an instant 1-0 lead.
Hit the snot out of the ball. Yeah, Howie Rose with the call. Mets Odyssey Radio. Mark Vientos would counter with a home run, but from that point forward, pretty much all Dodgers. Mookie Betts had a monster night. Tommy Edman really good. Here was Max Muncy. What has clicked offensively for you guys in this series?
We're playing our game right now. We're playing Dodger baseball. That's something that we do extremely well during the regular season, and we're staying within ourselves. We're not trying to do too much at the plate. We're not trying to chase things around. We're staying within the zone, and it's getting good results for us.
And that was on FS1. Brandon Nimmo talks about the Dodgers. They've just been out of this world.
They played really well. There's nothing to take away from them. They have hit the ball well. They have fielded well. They have pitched well. They are a very good team.
Now, that said, they're down 3-1. Not done yet.
We're going to do our best to add to the story and make some more magic, but it's definitely not easy, and nothing that we've really done up to this point has been, so I guess that is the fitting part of the story.
Yes, need more offense is what they need. Here's Francisco Lindor. How do you battle back?
One day at a time, just like we have been throughout the year, and, learn from today and then come back tomorrow and try to do it again.
Jose,
you say they need more offense. Their pitching has got to be better.
They got to stop walking, guys.
They got to stop walking people. Yeah. I think Smoltz was talking about, breaking records in terms of walks and everything else. And I would imagine for a guy like him doing a game like this, watching the amount of walks.
It drives him crazy.
It's got to drive. It would be like me doing a game, and if, Daniel Jones overthrows 5 guys this weekend,
it'd
be crazy.
I think it was the 4th or 5th inning. He said, it was something along the lines of the Mets are chasing at a crazy rate, bad pitches. Whereas I think the Dodgers had only swung it, they only chased 4 bad pitches out of 42.
Well, yeah, because
something
the scouting report on Quintana is basically he doesn't throw strikes.
He nibbles.
He's a nibbler. So if he nibbles and you don't swing, you're going to get walked. And, we just got to pass the baton to the next guy.
And he did give up 5 runs on 5 hits and 4 walks in just 3 and a
third. By the way, there's also a Lindor quote that Fleek sent me. He said, if you have no belief, you shouldn't be here. You got to believe. So for everybody going at a game tonight.
That's right. Well, here's Pete Alonso. We do believe.
We've answered the bell at every step of the way. And we need to do the same, especially tomorrow and every game moving forward.
Well, yeah, because if you don't do it tomorrow, tonight, it's over. So we'll see. Game 5, Citi Field. David Peterson and Jack Flaherty is the pitching matchup. You can hear all of it on Mets Odyssey Radio. All right, to Thursday Night Football. Can you believe it's week 7? I'm kidding. Broncos Saints last night in New Orleans. And for the most part, this was all Denver.
Javonte, the only back behind Bo Nix, brings Franklin motion right to left. Hands it off to Javonte at right guard. Javonte squares and leans to the goal line. And he's got a Denver touchdown. Javonte Williams from 5 yards out.
Yep, that was Dave Logan on Broncos radio. 33-10, Denver beats New Orleans. I know the Saints are obviously all banged up. We know this. Sean Payton wins in his return. Great. Here's Alvin Kamara. Issues with the team and the crowd, although he then kind of pulled back on that one.
It's a couple of unacceptable things going on. One, our play is unacceptable. And two, the dome being empty or emptying out. I think I saw some fans leaving the second quarter. That's unacceptable. But I don't blame the fans. It's on us because they come to see us play and perform. And when we don't perform, that's the result.
That's the result you get.
Getting your ass kicked on a Thursday. I got to go home. Don't tell me what to do.
You would think that the traveling team would get their ass kicked. But the problem is, Saints are so beat up on offense, and you're playing with a rookie quarterback and no wide receivers virtually. I mean, it's just a mess.
Not a good situation. The Broncos now 4-3. The Saints falling to 2-5 on the season. Sunday, you got the Giants and the Eagles. And obviously, a lot of the conversation this week has been about the injuries. Andrew Thomas is out. Malik Nabers will be playing. So that's a good thing. In terms of Thomas, Evan Neal's name has surfaced. Maybe we'll hear more from Brian Daboll today about what they're going to do.
I think they're
going
to keep, four guys where the four guys have played, and they'll put Azudu at
just
a left tackle.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to. They'll start the game that way.
Well, here was Neal. He was asked, has it been difficult not to play? Because he has not had many snaps of any so far this season.
It's been extremely hard. I mean, I've been a competitor and I've been a winner my entire life. And to be in this situation is definitely new. And to be honest, it's challenging.
I'm sure it is very challenging. So fight that voice.
No. No, not at all.
No. Sunday night, the Jets are in Pittsburgh. Here was Devontae Adams with Kay Adams. Are you feeling the pressure now coming over here to succeed?
To be honest, no, I don't feel any pressure with it, because when you start feeling pressure, that means you're playing for other stuff. You're playing for other people. You're playing for I don't really care to get the approval or, good job from anybody. So at the end of the day, I'm doing this for me, in my career, and to come over here and help a team that is a really talented team.
Initially, I stopped it there because I thought it was the end, which I thought was awful. But then you see what he said afterwards.
Yeah.
So you kind of understand.
I'm here for me and my career.
All right. Great. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. There you go, Jets fans. Got another one of these guys. Hope to save the day.
Well, we'll see. That's the Sunday night game.
Did Mike Williams show up yesterday?
He did.
Okay. That's good. And?
I don't know.
He was there.
What do you want? He asked a question. I answered it.
I'm just saying, any comments from him or no?
I don't have any, so I will see if he spoke. I don't know.
He did
know.
Not meet the media.
There we
did.
Okay. I'll make you happy, though, for a second.
Cobb reverses it deep in his own end. Mata on it there. Turned over to Lafreniere. Finds Trocheck from the angle. Center backdoor. The Rangers score.
And that was the first of the night for your guy, Artemi Panarin, who had 1, 2, 3 goals. The old hat trick.
That was some pass, by the way, by Trocheck.
As the Rangers win over Detroit 5-2. Jonathan Quick got the start in goal in Detroit. He made 29 saves for the Blue Shirts. You had the Devils beat the Senators 3-1. The Blues shut out the Islanders in overtime 1-0. And in the WNBA Finals, you've got the Liberty taking on the Lynx tonight. It's game 4 with the Liberty up 2-1.
So this is
looking
a championship
for
game
the championship.
Tonight, right? Championship game tonight.
It's best of 5.
Elimination game if they win.
It is for the Lynx. Otherwise, yes, they would have a decisive fifth game, as they say.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hey, feel good football Friday. Feel good postseason baseball Friday. Game 5, Mets and Dodgers, 5:08. Everybody get there early again. Don't give up. Give the team the energy it needs. You know, it's a Friday. It's 5:08. Get in the stands and act like you're up 3-1, not down 3-1. Maybe the team can feed off that energy. And I don't know, it feels like the crowd's been pretty good until the Dodgers take these massive leads. Like, the crowd is into it until the Dodgers take these massive leads.
I think they've been talking about it on the game, is that the Mets just haven't given the fans a reason to get back into the game. So last night, bases loaded, no out. The fans are starting to feel it. They're feeling like, okay, this is going to be the moment. And
phew, yep. Yep.
And I think all of us at home were thinking the same thing. All right, this has got to be the moment. This has got to be the moment. And, Brendan Nimmo was hustling down. And
that's incredible. I mean, I thought, because I was really trying to be positive last night. And like when they got that run in with him hustling down with the plantar fasciitis, and he hit that ball hard to second base too. That was not a dribbler. And he beat that out. I was like, man, like maybe we'll look back at that as the turning point, like the Dave Roberts stolen base in game 4 of
the ALCS in 2004. Like, maybe we'll look back on Brandon Nimmo hustling and this whole thing broke open. But that didn't happen that way.
How many of these games haven't even been close?
Nope.
And you know, it's due in large part to Mets chasing pitches and Dodger batters not chasing pitches.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
I mean, and you think about how good Sean Manaea was to be able to shut down that offense in the way that he did. And that's why you got to hope that you can find a way to win this one and get Manaea back on the mound out there in L.A. against a bullpen game.
And I just hope that, you know, maybe David Peterson shows up and does what he did all year long.
And I'm going to give you another one of these glass half full things. Like, if you're, let's say, you know, you're going back to L.A. down 3-2. I'd rather have won Game 5 having been down 3-1 than lost Game 5 having the series tied 2-2. That makes sense. Because you feel like you got the momentum going
back.
Just
like they do in Cleveland this morning.
Right. So like that. So you could make a case. I mean, you should have won 2 out of 3 here. But obviously that's impossible at this time. But, you know, you win Game 5, momentum, Manaea, the whole deal.
You know, the amazing thing between Cleveland and the Yankees today is going to be Luis Gil versus Gavin Williams, and neither one of these guys has pitched in 3 weeks.
Yeah. So you've got, and we talked about this, who are they going to turn to in a game 4? It is Gil. So it's going to be a crapshoot. Now, with the Mets and the Dodgers, with the way that the off days have worked out, the game 1 guys are now the game 5 guys.
I'm glad he's not starting with Senga.
No, I don't want to see that guy.
Give David Peterson an opportunity. Let's go.
And he's getting that opportunity.
And he's been good all year long, man. He's been one of the pillars of this team in the second half. And I'll never forget the game that we went to. He pitched really well that day. And I think from that point on, you know, he became one of their better pitchers throughout the year.
Yeah, so the Temptations will be singing the national anthem. And then when they're done with the national anthem, they are going to sing My Girl live on the field, which is the Francisco Lindor walk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the Mets always have something. We always have something going on.
Yeah, well, I think this is a good one. I like this one. All right, I got no problem with this
but
one.
But there's always something going on.
Well,
right?
They're putting on a show for everybody, man. That's what it is.
Yes.
You go to the game. There's a game. There's a show. It's an experience. That's what pro sports is these days, and I think the Mets do a great job with the experience there. So I saw Sal go, oh, the Mets still don't get it. You know, with the Temptations being there. Like, really? What is not getting it about that? It, like, the fans love singing the song. This version of the Temptations, I heard Al and Jerry talking about it this morning. Like, it's just like, it's like the 15th iteration of the Temptations. Let them sing their song. Let the fans be happy. You know,
and the fans have been singing a song for Francisco and Lindor, and hopefully, you know, gets him off the schneid a little bit.
Yeah, you know,
yeah,
that's all we're looking for.
All right,
let's go to John and Tom's River. What's going on, John?
Gentlemen, what's happening? I gotta say, gee, there's no way you're going to see them celebrate on the Mets home field because your mom is with you, man. And like Jerry said, you know what? They can't do it to you, gee.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they've done it before. So this, if it were to happen, this would be the fourth time in 24 years I've seen a team either celebrate winning a World Series or going to the World Series on whatever the Mets field was, Citi Field or Shea Stadium.
Well, I was lucky enough I hit the get caller number 7, so I'll be at that game with you, my friend.
All right. Awesome, man. That is great. And
hey,
hopefully,
and gee, let me ask you one quick thing. This is kind of funny. You remember that lady that had that voice? It just, she woke up and she had a whole different accent?
Yes. Yeah.
Out of all your impersonations, which one would you hate the most if you woke up with that voice for life?
Oh,
I'm
going to
say Chernoff. I'm going to say Cheryl.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's a great one. Or probably like the Evan, Terrence, and Philip voice that I do, which really isn't an Evan impersonation. It's just me going over the top. Like, I like baseball. You like baseball. Oh, like that would be a bad one.
That would be annoying for me. The one that I wish that you would have and you'd walk around talking like it all the time is Mike Tomlin.
Yeah. If I could pick one, it'd be Sean Marks. To have.
Yeah, that's
I can pick
one,
a good
yeah.
one.
That's a good one.
I love that Australian one. Or he's New Zealand. Ryan in Philly. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Ryan? Man? What's happening?
Gio, I thought your story yesterday about your mom going to the games and having like the unfortunate unfortunate timing of having her do the now thing was awesome yesterday. Have you talked to her last night and this morning? How is she feeling about the game today?
Yeah, we text throughout the entire game. She is an eternal optimist. She's the person that if the Mets are 20 games under 500, she will sit there and watch Mets Nationals a Thursday night getaway game on September 24th. It actually drives me crazy sometimes how into it she is when they have like some bad seasons. I'm like, get outside and do something. She's happy. She's excited. She's been telling all her friends. She's so excited we got into this pregame party. So her vibes are very high and she's very positive. And like I told her, and thanks, Ryan, for the call, like I told her when I bought these tickets when the series was 1-1, I said, even if the worst-case scenario happens and the Mets lose three straight and we're there for Game 5, it can't get any worse than it's been. Like, we've all, like, it can't get any worse.
Yeah, but for her, you got to think about this for a second.
Yeah.
For her, this is a huge thing because you're an only child.
Mm-hmm.
You're her baby boy.
Sure.
And you are recreating memories that you've had with her all your life. So, which shows to her just how much she means to you.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like there's something very genuine about this. And I think that most of our listeners out there probably appreciate that more than you know.
Well, yeah. And I'm sure. I hope so.
Like when you told me early in the week, and you, like, we weren't really going to talk about it because you were afraid that because of your history in games like this, you didn't want to be like being the mojo, you know what I mean? Or the negative Nelly about it.
Right.
And here we are.
Here we are. Yep.
Day and game. And I think you are genuinely looking forward to this, spending time with your mom. And I just took it from your mom's perspective.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're right about that. But to another answer to Ryan's question about like the vibes from her as opposed to me, I mean, I texted her last night. I said, I guess it's just our destiny to watch other teams celebrate in front of us. And she said, no, that's not what it is. They're just saving the one win at Citi Field for us. So
that's a beautiful thing. Look at that.
And then I'll be walking out of stadium. I told you so.
God damn. The ride home will be interesting. I'm going to be thinking about you.
I'm not going to let anything. I have to apply the maturity that I've gained in the last number of years. And if it goes badly, it goes badly. There's nothing I can do. I'll just be like, listen, we're here. We're having a good time. We'll watch the Queen City Dancers. Maybe we'll catch a hot dog out of a tube or something. You know,
get a t-shirt.
Whatever, man.
Grimace, take a picture with Grimace.
Right, exactly. Maybe Mr. and Mrs. Met come by and, whatever. It'll be fun. We got this party beforehand. You got Matt Harvey and Yoenis Cespedes with the first pitch. The Temptations. There's a lot there. There's a lot to enjoy.
And if they end up getting Shohei Ohtani doesn't go yard three more times.
Right. It's just like, you know, give us a few good innings, too. Like, let's not get down 6-0. Give us a couple good innings. That's all I'm looking for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.